The Gemara says on the top of that Daf Tezayin and Beis that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tami says Erev ben Chamim lo harakti eid zaymim, that there was a concern that perhaps he killed an eid zaymim, and the Gemara ends up saying that it seems to be that he did kill this eid zaymim b'shagig, that he mistakenly caused this eid zaymim to die. This is the way Shimon Meshatach told him that what he did was wrong and he caused an eid zaymim to die. So it was obviously done b'shagig. Lamaisi was responsible for the harig of this eid zaymim. So Tesis over here has a kasha. He says, how can that be? We have a cloud. The Gemara says that behemten shel tzaddikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takala yadam, that there's such a shmir that even the behem of a tzaddik will not come to do an aver, to do a takala. Tzaddikim atzum lakol shechem. Surely a tzaddik himself, hakadosh baruch hu, will not bring a takala to them. So this is a cloud which Gemara says in Chulin, Gemara in Gittin, that we're muftach, that a person who's a tzaddik is not going to do a takala, he won't do a chet even b'shegig. So how could it be that Yehuda ben Tabi over here was nichshol and causing an eid zaymim to die? L'chari, this is a takala, in l'cha takala g'day l'mizu. So how could that be? How does this fit in with the klal of b'endom shel tzaddikim? Ein ha'kadosh baruch hu mevi takala yadam. And Taisus answers a famous yisayit, which he says in a couple places, lo shaykh l'akshuli rak gabi devar achila. This klal only applies to the dvar achila, to food. The gnai hu letzadik da'achil dvar yasir. It's a gnai for a tzadik that he would eat something which is asir, even if he did a b'shegig. Aval dvar heter b'shasir so lo parich. But anything else which is not a isir achila, something else which is a different type of aveira that doesn't go into his body, he's not actually eating it, that would not be a problem, and that type of takala could happen to a tzadik. So in other words, this whole klal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves a tzadik from a takala, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that a tzadik won't mistakenly eat a dvar iser b'shagig. But legabi other yisurim, like killing an eitzaymim or something like that, that there's no guarantee, and therefore it's not shver how he's able to kill this eitzaymim b'shagig. Ad kan is divrei ha'taisus. I once saw a beautiful kasha on this taisus. This kasha is brought down in the Sholem Eishev, also brought down by the Minchas Elazar in his Sefer Divrei Torah. This is in Madur Beis. He has a beautiful kasha that he asks b'shem his grandmother, who was a isha chashuva. He refers to as the, he says, Karavin Italia, when I was a kid, Shamati b'shem isha chachama hamefresemes yiknasi. I heard this kasha in the name of a isha chachama hamefresemes, who was my grandmother. And he harabanas atzadekis maris bela, basi keni hagan hamita mefursam, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Harvitz Mehamburg, Zatzal. So this, he heard this in the name of this person, a woman named Bela, Isha Hashuva, who was the daughter of Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger. And she asked the following question on Taisus. So Taisus says, it's not shver how he was able to be nichshol in this isser of killing the Eitzaymim. That's not an isser achila. The haftacha is only legabi isser achila. Now the problem is like this. The Be'er Heitev and Shulchan Aruch Chaim, Taf Mem Zayin, Sif Aleph, brings down a famous klal b'shem D'Arizal. It's someone who's nizer mimashu chametz b'pesach. If a person is careful not to eat even a mashu of chametz on Pesach, muftach lo shel yachto kol hashana, there's a guarantee that he will not be chayte the whole year. So this is Avtacha L'Arizal. Anyone who's nizer not to be nichshol, even a mash of chametz, he definitely won't have any other avera, no other chet that'll be nichshol throughout the whole year. So Mimela, the kasha is like this, that it's true Taisus could say that he could be nichshol in killing the Eitzaymim, and that's not an Isra Achila, it's a separate Isser. But if he was nichshol in killing this Eitzaymim, clearly he ate chametz on Pesach, because if he was nizer not to eat chametz on Pesach, then he would have this Avtacha L'Arizal that he wouldn't be chayte the whole year. So if he was chayta, obviously he was nechshon achilas chametz on Pesach. So now in achilas chametz on Pesach, the kasha is chayzim in there. Now we could ask Taisus' kasha, how could he be nechshon that? He was a tzaddik. How could the Shabbat was not maybe takalu at tzaddikim? How could it be that he was nechshon and eating chametz on Pesach? And if you tell me that he wasn't nechshon eating chametz on Pesach, then he couldn't possibly have been nechshon in a different chet of killing this eid zaymim, because someone who's nezim chametz on Pesach, we have the avtacha and the arizal that he won't be nechshon on anything. So Mimela ends up being, at the end of the day, that he was nechshon on machos of suris, chametz on Pesach, and how could that be? That is the kasha that the Minchas Elazar, the Munkat Shereber, brings down, b'shem the isha chachamim for semis maras bela. And I was thinking, l'chari, you could perhaps answer the kasha like this, and maybe you could say that Ein Echinami was nichshol in mashu chametz b'pesach, but not in the Isra Achila of chametz. Maybe it was nichshol in the Isra Bal Yirah. There's an Isra Bal Yirah in chametz as well. You can't have chametz in your house. So perhaps he was nichshol in Bal Yirah. And that's not an Isra Achila, that's an Isra of Shehiyah. And Lefi Taisus, that could happen to a tzaddik. And once he was nichshol in the Isra of having chametz, that allowed him to be nichshol in this Isra of Eid Zermes as well. And the Mela, it's not a steer to the klal of Bemdash Shel Tzaddikim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takala Ayadam. So that's what you could say. It comes out of Chiddush, because then you have to say that Darizal's Avtacha is talking about Bal Yirah as well. The Pasha says it's only going on Chila, but you could say maybe it applies to Bal Yirah, and that could be one test of the Kasha. Another test you could say is based upon what Taisus says over here. Taisus says that even in Isuri Achila, even though we say that it's only limited to Isuri Achila, that it's adding one binichshol, but it's not all Isuri Achila. It's basically an Isur Chafta, an Isur where the Michael itself is Aser. But what if the Michael is mutter, but it's a Zman of Isser, then the Haftacha doesn't apply. So Taisa says, L'mashal, you find Tzadikim were Nechshol and eating before Havdalah, and Tzadikim were Nechshol eating on Yom Kippur. He says, that's not a problem, because over there, the food itself is mutter, it's just the Zman which is Aser. You can't eat before Havdalah, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. That there's no guarantee that they're not going to do. It's only when the Michael itself is Aser. So perhaps you could say, it's a Dud, Achanim Kler, Isser Chametz, is it Isser Chefze, Isser Gavra, it's an Isser Zman, Chametz is mutter the rest of the year, it's only Aser and Pesach. Maybe that would be similar to eating before Havdalah, eating on Yom Kippur, where the Michael is not Aser Batz Musay, it's more of like an Isser Zman, because the Chametz is only Aser on Pesach, and perhaps in that, a Tzadik could be Nichshol, that won't go Kinagi the Klal, Abhem Deshul Tzadikim, Eino Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mevi Tachkala Yadam. The problem is, at the end of the day, it is Cholik, because eating before Havdalah, eating on Yom Kippur, is not Shaykh to specific food. All food is also before Havdalah, all food is also in Yom Kippur. So it's Bechlal not Shaykh to the Chavetz at all, as opposed to Chametz on Pesach, even though it's a Zman of Pesach, but at the end of the day, there's only one food which is Aser, which is Chametz, which means that there is something miyuchad about this Chavetz of the Chametz, which is Aser. So it's not Pasha that Taisus would agree that that is considered a Isser, which is Tali and Zman, and the Haftacha would not apply. So Yishul Fafel in that, whether it be Nagir or not, these are two possible terutzim. The Minchas Lazar himself over there, I think he mentions these both of these terutzim. He's Mefafel B'divrayim, goes on to say other terutzim as well. If anyone has any other terutzim to this kasha, I would love to hear.